Greg. It's a really big deal for a good guy to finally meet the woman he wants to spend the rest of his life with. Chances are, if he truly knows it, he's not going to immediately tell her that the idea of legally spending the rest of their lives together is repugnant to him. I'm just saying.
It's so simple.
What's the big, nasty, awful shame, ladies? It's okay to want to get married. And it's okay to ask someone if they see themselves being married or if they see themselves being married to you. Let me remind you, there are many, many men out there who want to be and are getting married. That's why there's so many florists, priests, and taffeta makers. P.S. Don't spend your time on and give your heart to any guy who makes you wonder about anything related to his feelings for you.
Here's Why This One Is Hard by Liz.
A lot of people think marriage is bullshit. A lot of women, men, philosophers, anthropologists, psychologists, feminists, and scientists all think, for different reasons, that marriage is a deeply flawed, outdated institution built for failure. Toss a quarter anywhere and it will hit someone who'll be happy to tell you something bad about marriage. So there's all that. But is that what we're really talking about here? I don't think so. I think that sometimes men want you to think that's what the debate is about. But let's be clear. The question at hand is only this: Is he making lame, transparent excuses about marriage to cover for the fact that he really doesn't ever see a future with you? That's the hard question. And women are smart. If they really got quiet and stopped listening to the excuses or believing in what they wanted to be true and what they hope he's really saying and just got all centered about it, I think women would always know. They'll always know the difference between a man who truly has issues with marriage but is deeply committed to the relationship and them, and a guy who's just being a weenie. But this is what's hard about this one. It's very easy to feel stupid about wanting to get married, particularly when you're with someone who doesn't. I mean, you two are so happy together. Why rock the boat? It's just like you're married, so what's the big deal? What do you care about what your family thinks? Are they living with you? Just because all your friends are getting married, does that mean you have to? Geez, it sounds like you don't care who you marry, you just want to be married. These are really good points. And let's face it, marriage hasn't gotten a lot of good press in the past 4 decades. And some women, frankly, really don't care who they marry and just want to be married. But again, that's not what we're talking about. Before you enter into the socio-political, anthropological debate about marriage as an antiquated financial contract, blah, 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 ask yourself some very serious questions. Questions that only you can answer in your most sane, clear-headed of moments. Do you feel truly loved? Do you feel he is deeply committed to you? Do you feel he has any doubts about wanting to build a life with you? If the answer to these questions are yes, yes, no, then let the debating begin, because he might have a point. But if you feel that he's always holding something back, or that you're spending a lot of energy trying to change yourself into something you think will make him happier, then divorce yourself from him and move on. Don't let him make you feel stupid about wanting to feel loved.
This is What It Should Look Like by Liz.
I have a lady friend whose boyfriend had just moved across country to live with her, and we were all out having drinks. We got on the subject of marriage, and he went on a huge diatribe of how he didn't believe in marriage. He grew up in an environment where there was crazy pressure to get married, and all he saw were unhappy, unhealthy marriages. My friend was surprised by this strong reaction and fairly upset about it. She wasn't an intensely marriage-minded gal, but she always thought it was going to be an option. She gave it a good deal of thought and realized that what she really wanted was just to be with this man who had just moved his entire life to be with her. So she got used to the idea that she would never be married. A year later, he proposed because he realized he was in love with her and knew it was something that was important to her.
Greg, I Get It by Sandy, age 33.
I was dating this guy for 1.5 years. We'd had a few conversations about marriage. One day I realized that all the conversations we'd had about marriage were started by me. "Sure," he always replied. "You are my soulmate. I'm so passionate about you. I love you more than I've ever loved anyone, blah, blah, blah." When I'd ask him flat out, "Do you want to marry me?" he'd say, "Yeah, I would like to." Then it dawned on me. I had never heard the words,